Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We have got a very special segment coming up next because we're going to take you around the track. New York Times sports writer and best-selling author Joe Drape is with us, and he is here to discuss his new book titled American Pharaoh, The Untold Story of the Triple Crown Winner's Legendary Rise. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and it's wonderful to have you on the program tonight.
Alyssa, thanks for having me and being interested in the horses and American Pharaoh.
Well, we've got a lot to dive into, and I just want to start off by saying congratulations on the book because the reviews, they have been fantastic. And it is, Joe, it's hard to believe it's been almost a year since history was made when the epic thoroughbred American Pharaoh won the Belmont Stakes and secured the Triple Crown, becoming the first racehorse in 37 years to achieve this momentous feat and only the 12th winner in American history. My takeaways from the book is it's inspiring. It's a fascinating read. It goes into how it changed lives.
Yeah, it was. And listen, you know, I wanted to write, as silly as this sounds, a biography of a horse. And we all know how it ends. There's no spoiler alert here. He wins the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
But how did he get there? And so when I went back and started re-reporting it, you know, and beefing up the reporting I'd done as it was happening, what I found the most fascinating is how you get a racehorse from pitting of bluegrass as a baby to June Saturdays at Belmont Park, and the hands that touched him. And what I found is a lot of hands touched him, but he touched a lot of people, and you had these different arcs, everybody from Frances Relihan, the young Irish horsewoman who had seen tens of thousands
yes.
of horses, but got him when he was a baby, and saw him in the field one day just take off and run with these perfect mechanics, and for the first time in her life said, man, that's a champion. You got Bob Baffert, who's everybody knows. We see him every year at this time of year. Hall of Famer, won lots of Triple Crown races. But what people forget is he was in a slump. For 10 years, he wasn't doing well at the Triple Crown. 2012, he has a near-fatal heart attack in Dubai. He loses his mom and dad in the same time. He has some trouble off the track. Some horses die in his care. And he was really trying to center himself and get back personally redeemed, and this horse drops in his lap, and it served as sort of a catalyst for him to figure out what was important to him. You know, and he's a flamboyant uh-huh. guy, a passionate figure, a guy who likes betting, goes to the betting windows often to the tune of $200,000 a week. And at the time he bred and owned American Pharaoh, he was overextended. He was in bankruptcy proceedings. He owed the bank $34 million, and you see how what happened, the near mistakes he made, that he almost sold that horse, and there but the grace of God
Incredible.
Goes the Triple Crown winner to another barn.
Award-winning sports writer for the New York Times, he has just released his new book. It is titled American Pharaoh, The Untold Story of the Triple Crown Winner's Legendary Rise. The great Joe Drape is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And it's interesting, you know, Joe, as I followed your career, I mean, you have reported on horse racing for nearly 20 years. You know this. There's a lot of ups and downs. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see a horse capture the Triple Crown and accomplish the impossible?
Alyssa, I was beginning to think I would not. I have gone out there for 8 Saturdays in June and come home disappointed to it. Early on, I was devastated. Midway through, I thought, okay, now I know what it takes to win this. And I started managing my expectations, and you could see the holes in the resumes of a couple of these horses that came through. Last year was a different tune. American Pharaoh fit the profile of the previous winners, Seattle Slough, Affirmed, and Secretariat. He was the 2-year-old champion. Everybody knew who he was. He ran like those three horses from the front, grounded his competitors into the ground. He was an intimidating horse. And he had the kind of connections that win these kind of things. Baffert, Espinosa, they had been there 3 and 4 times before. So there was something different. But nobody knew for sure, and the most electrifying moment in my career of any sport, I've been blessed to go to Olympics and championships, was when Victor Espinosa turns him for home at the Belmont Stakes.
Mm.
that place just rocked. It was soul-quaking. And it's the only time ever in my career, or even as a fan, that you saw 100,000 people, and I'm sure millions at home, rooting for the same thing. Even if you bet against American Pharoah, he was in the lead. He looked good. He looked strong. You knew you were about ready to be a part of history. And I think it just it sent chills through the whole place, and it set off the biggest raucous, most raucous celebration. There's a saying that there's no cheering in the press box. I'll tell you, there was cheering, and there were a lot of tears up there.
Hey, award-winning sports writer for the New York Times, Joe Drape, is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go to podcastarena.com and click on the YSR tab. You can go back and listen to our entire interview with Joe Drape, the author of American Pharoah. And I think it was interesting, too, in the book, you mentioned long before you wrote about racehorses that you owned them, and that really gives you, it helps you value and appreciate just this tremendous responsibility and the highs and lows and being a part of the sport.
It does, listen, and I really leaned on it in my career covering the horses because, you know, everybody has a romanticized, idealized view of the sport. They're beautiful animals. It's quite a beautiful spectacle, the Derby and the Triple Crown. When you own them and you realize that these guys are paying $100 a day to keep them in the stable, they're paying ungodly vet bills, they're paying feed bills, and part of you makes you want to have to get them to the racetrack. But then the seemlier side of it, and it's times things I've written quite a bit about, is sometimes the decisions are not made in the best interest of the animal. You don't want him sitting around the barn. Even if he's a little sore and your trainer calls, well, he could probably use the time off, but there's a race he fits and we can earn a check here. Those are the things these guys got to wrestle with. And, you know, they're beautiful animals. They're athletes, and they got to be treated humanely. And with all the dollars and economics involved, it makes for very difficult decisions. And, you know, it's a colorful sport. I mean, the owners and trainers involved of horse racing would be, some of them would be run out of any other major league. And, you know, that makes it fun and colorful.
Right. You know, what's interesting, too, Joe, I was thinking about when I was putting together and preparing for this interview is I covered the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association for several years on TV. And one of the things that I learned right away is, you know what, horses are athletes, too. I mean, there's a lot that goes into making them a success in terms of the preparation. It's not just about the competitors with the cowboys or the cowgirls.
It is. And I've been lucky. I've gotten to go to rodeos and cover rodeos. And they have the same sort of humane and treatment problems and questions that horse racing does. I mean, they are doing what they do naturally, but a lot of effort goes in there, and you got to treat them like the athletes they are. People don't want to say it, Lisa. 30 million people tune in from this week on through the Triple Crown. They're not people like you and I who know a little bit about more horses. They're casual fans. They want to see these beautiful animals treated well. They want to know that they were taken care of, why they were in training and after their careers, and that's a reasonable expectation that every industry should deliver. And then you got the guys who are the lifeblood of horse racing, the 3 million people who watch and bet on it year round. They want to know the playing field is fair. They want to know somebody's not using a drug or a Viagra or any other kind of thing to get an edge, because their money's being bet on that. And that's a reasonable expectation. So, you know, it's a sport that is beautiful, but is sometimes hard to like.
There's so much more I want to get into with Joe Drape, award-winning sports writer for the New York Times, talking about his new book, American Pharoah, the untold story of the Triple Crown winner's legendary rise. We got the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be coming up real soon. Let's visit after the Kentucky Derby, and we'll talk some more about your book. You're a terrific guest. Thank you, Joe.
Well, listen, thank you.
Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.